All right, let's check in now with Alfie Crow. He is the manager of BigCatCountry.com, SB Nation's home for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Alfie, a lot of people throughout the country were excited when they saw Jacksonville's draft, when they saw the Jaguars go not only Jalen Ramsey, but follow that up with Miles Jack after that. A lot of people said, man, those are two of the top five prospects in this entire thing, and Jacksonville managed to get them in the first in the second round. I know injury concerns are there for both of them, but they've both played in the preseason so far. So what have you seen from those very talented youngsters?
So far, they're as advertised. Jalen Ramsey, the very first play of the game he was in last week, he had a tackle for loss, and he was all over the place when he was in the game. Jack, it's a little bit, he's adjusting to the speed of the NFL. You can see his athleticism, his speed. He's learning that middle linebacker position, but everything that you thought you were going to get in both of those players, they've shown it so far.
And Dante Fowler, the 2015 first-round pick for the Jaguars, third overall. He couldn't play last year because of a knee injury, I believe. He should be healthy and ready to go for week one, from what I understand. What has camp in the preseason been like for him?
Well, in training camp, he came out guns blazing. He was beating up all our offensive tackles. He just looked like a tour de force out there. And then when the actual preseason game started, he was a little kind of disappeared a little bit, but he's only played about 20 snaps total in the preseason. He's taken the regular snaps with the starters, so when the starters come out, he comes out. Mm-hmm. So he really hasn't had that opportunity to rush the passer and get in the groove yet. But he's a violent football player. He hits people hard. He's really strong, and you see all that when he's played so far.
All right, now the defense in general, they do have a lot of, you know, new names. Addition, Malik Jackson was a big offseason acquisition. Those three young guys that have very high ceilings that we just talked about. But when you see the other pieces on that defense heading into the 2016 season, what are some overall impressions right now?
Well, there's two guys that kind of slipped under the radar, two free agent signings, and Tashawn Gibson at free safety and Prince Amukamara. Who's going to be starting at corner slash playing nickel when Jalen Ramsey's on the field. But those two guys have had stellar training camps. Gibson's really given them what they were missing at that free safety position. Gus Bradley runs a similar defense to what Seattle does, so he's kind of like their Earl Thomas, which is a huge key to that defense. But overall, it's been upgraded speed and athleticism, which have been missing from that defense for years.
All right, over on the offensive end right now, we're checking in with Alfie Crow. He's a manager of BigCatCountry.com, SB Nation's home for the Jaguars. I'm Lewis Woodard. This is SB Nation Radio. Alfie, the offense, people, I guess, probably feel more comfortable with heading into the season because they've seen Blake Bortles throw for a lot of yards. They've seen both of the Allens go for over 1,000 yards receiving. So is it fair to place more faith in the offense heading into the season?
Before the preseason, I would say no, but since the preseason, I know it's only preseason, but they've scored touchdowns on four of their five drives with the first-team offense, and the only time they didn't was because Julius Thomas dropped the touchdown pass. So, safe to say, I think a little people were kind of like, okay, they scored a lot of points, but they were losing a lot. They were playing from behind. But with the addition of Chris Ivory and they're now being able to run the football, it looks like that offense is the real deal, and you don't even have to worry about it.
Now, you mentioned the playing from behind thing, and it seems like nobody can have a reasonable conversation about the season that Blake Bortles just had. I mean, the 35 touchdown passes over 4,000 yards, I mean, that is a tremendous achievement for a second-year quarterback in the NFL. And, I mean, I know, Alfie, I'm broadcasting out of Houston, Texas right now, and I can't tell you how many times I hear people say, we should have gotten Bortles instead of Clowney, or we should have gotten Khalil Mack instead of Clowney. That's a different conversation. But down here, at least, they really wish they would have kicked the tires on Blake Bortles. So when you consider the second season he had in the NFL, how much is fair to say, oh, he was chucking from behind versus, you know, that was legitimate steps toward being a franchise quarterback?
I mean, there were some of that. They, like I said, they did play from behind a lot, but a lot of people like to wipe it all away as garbage touchdowns. When it really wasn't, I mean, if every team that was playing from behind had a guy who threw for 35 touchdowns, you could say that. But only like 20 people have done that in the last 25 years. So it's kind of a significant accomplishment. And really, the Jaguars were playing from behind by like a score. they weren't, you know, behind 20 points in most of those games. So to say it was garbage time, which is the big criticism, I think is just leaning way too much on labeling playing from behind as garbage time.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alfie, we are in that week right now where a lot of people have multiple fantasy drafts, or at least we're creeping up on that. So Bortles is obviously a trendy pick out there for one of the top quarterbacks selected. But there's a lot of skill talent, at least on paper, I feel like, looking at this team. Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, Yeldon, Chris Ivory. Marquise Lee even. I mean, I look at their roster and I'm like, wow, the Jags are really loaded on offense right now. So
we're not used to that.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of guys that you feel like you can really trust out there from a fantasy perspective, is there someone who you think is going to really pop this season?
Well, outside the obvious with Bortles and Allen Robinson, who I think's arguably a top five receiver already. Chris Ivory, I think, is going to do a lot of work, at least fantasy-wise. They struggled running the ball in the end zone. That's another reason Bortles had so many touchdown passes. And that's what Ivory does best, is pick up that short yardage and punch it in the end zone. So if you're looking for, you know, a mid-tier running back, I think Chris Ivory's kind of the sneaky guy to pick.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people are looking at the Jaguars this year because of their acquisition of both young talent and the veterans you touched on, like Malik Jackson and Amukamara and Tayshawn Gibson. And they're just looking at this roster and they're saying they have to be better, right? After these slew of 4-12, 5-11 kind of seasons, the AFC South isn't considered murderer's row in the NFL by any means. So if the Jaguars don't take the leap this year, why do you think that will be because of?
I think it'll be because the pass rush wasn't where they thought they were. That's kind of what killed them a lot of the time last year. They did go 5-11, but realistically, they could have just as easily been 8-8. But a lot of the time, that defense couldn't get off the field, and that's why a big focus of that was on the defense this offseason, both free agency and the draft. So if they're not pushing 8-8 this season with the state the division's in and their schedule, then the defense ultimately is what failed them.
And let's touch on one more thing, Alfie, here before I let you go. Looking at Blake Bortles' football card stats, just looking at the, you know, the Pro Football Reference numbers, I noticed that he's been sacked more than any quarterback in the NFL, not only his rookie year, but last year as well, leading the league in sacks, 55 and 51 each season. Now, how much of that is looking at the offensive line saying, man, these guys need to do their job better, and how much of that is maybe the dude just holding on to the ball too long?
I would say it's about 70-30 with the offensive line being 70. Blake's really comfortable in the pocket. He moves around a lot. He can run. Sometimes he holds on to the ball and looks for that touchdown. One of my criticisms of him last year was that he always went for the big play instead of taking what was there. So some of that is him holding on to the football, but a lot of that was the interior of the offensive line. Which is why they went and got a guy like Kelvin Beachum to play left tackle so Luke Jokel could move inside. And they got back Brandon Linder, their best offensive lineman, who was out all last year. So they've only given up one sack on Bortles in the preseason. So hopefully that's more of what's to come.
Lot of reason for optimism out there for Jaguars fans. His name is Alfie Crow. He is the manager of BigCatCountry.com. You guys can also follow him for Jaguars Insight on Twitter, @AlfieBCC. Alfie, man, really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.